trial date. And what I've said is that we're going to have an expedited jury trial date assigned in district court, the same as you do on an FED, within 21 days. Now, there's no court in no county that I'm aware of that's going to give anybody a jury trial within 21 days of the day that the case is at issue. So on those three stages of the proceedings, this is a substantially more expedited procedure, even if it's a jury trial.
Judge Keyes, let me ask you this. Let me remind the committee. I have committed myself now three times to obtain a hearing date on 3371. If this bill passes with DWS included, does that hurt anything if we also have 3371?
So why don't you delete it from...
The other question is...
Sorry.
If the bill passes and 3371 doesn't, are we, in your opinion, in worse shape for having specifically allowed and encouraged local jurisdictions to use forfeiture for driving for drunk drivers and drivers who are suspended because they were convicted of driving under the influence of intoxicants?
No, you're not.
That's really the question here.
I don't think they're going to do it very often, but no.
I appreciate that. So this is good. It's not the best. And I have, again...
Fine. Sure.
Promised a hearing. Great. Okay. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
Do we need to take a... Well, what do we have? Do we need to take a vote on this amendment? Is there any objection to including DWS in 2282? I appreciate that. Representative Baum, I'm offering you a whole hearing on a whole bill, and you're telling me you won't even vote for a little bitty amendment.
Well, I mean, if we take an issue on the full merits down the road, I'd rather see it deal
there. I understand what you're saying, Representative Baum, I repeat. I am standing on a hearing for a bill. The possibility is that we will end up having one bill pass and one bill not pass. And your position is that you would rather not have a specific mention, even though what the subcommittee has agreed is that it is the intention of this subcommittee, it is our understanding that under the structure of 2282, driving while suspended can be pursued even if a license is not suspended because of an underlying DUII. With a forfeiture remedy, if the local government so enacts and follows the procedure set forth in 2282. Neither am I, Representative Baum. I appreciate that. Okay, we'll go on. Do we have another? I'll withdraw the motion. Representative Mannix, thank you. Okay. Did we still have objection? Let's call the roll.
Madam Chair.
I accept the motion. Representative Clark.
I want to make sure that by same motion, we're talking about reinserting DWS into 2282. Or not reinserting, but...
We've been here before.
Right. Okay.
Who, all over again.
Okay. Kind of a slow audience today.
Well, just twice, just today. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
No.
Clark?
No.
Edmondson?
No.
Mannix?
Yes.
Minnis?
Yes.
Chair Mellon?
Motion fails.
Thank you, counsel.
Madam Chair.
Representative Mannix.
I move the bill as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2282 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Representative Minnis.
On page 5, line 26, talks about all conveyances, these things that are subject to forfeiture, all conveyances, including aircraft, vehicles, vessels, which are used or are intended to be used to transport. I'd like to insert after the word use, intended to use, or capable of being used, transport, or in any manner facilitate, to broaden it so that if there are vehicles that are within the scope of the operation, that they may not be able to prove an actual intent to use, but are obvious by the nature and the fact that they're involved in the overall scheme of the operation, that they may in fact also be seized.
Representative Baum.
Sound barrier.
Gotta give credit.
Can I give us an example? Representative Minnis, do we understand this? Okay.
I don't.
Representative Clark?
I don't. I need to hear anything.
You don't understand the example?
No.
There is no example.
Never mind.
I guess and maybe we can have the Attorney General speak to the issue, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is if you've worked an operation, and under the definition here, you can't prove that it's actually been used or that there's an actual intent to use a particular item, a conveyance, a vehicle. You don't have the substantive information to say that you can prove the intent to use or the fact that it's actually been used. That if it appears in the overall scheme of the operation that it could be or is capable of being used to do the same thing, transporting narcotics and this type of thing, that in fact it may also be subject to forfeiture.
Chair.
An airplane sitting in a field,
yeah.
At a marijuana plant that has never been seen to have been observed transporting marijuana out of the scene, and you have no statements or corroborating information that says, in fact, that's what this operation was for, why it was there.
Council has a comment.
Madam Chair, Representative Minnis, I just a quick reading would be a little bit concerned about that. The following be subject to civil in rem forfeiture, all conveyances including aircraft, vehicle, or vessels which are used or intended to be used. In other words, if it's capable of being, those are somehow connected with the illegal activity, either by use or intent. To say capable of being used would mean merely because something has the capability of being used, it's thus connected with the illegal activity, when that may not be true.
Sure.
Representative Mannix.
The point is every single vehicle in the state of Oregon is capable
correct.
Of use.
That's not the point.
No, I understand what you're getting at, Representative Mannix, but what I'm saying is in terms of a forfeiture statute, unfortunately, all our vehicles are capable of that use, and we'd have to prove that there was some additional factor, either they were used or they were... Yes, it's tough to say intent. You might want to say, we're back to knowing use if they were used.
Well, I think also... Madam Chair, if I could.
Yes, Representative Clark.
I think that intent is difficult but not impossible to prove, if you get my point. And the jet airplane sitting outside, I'll try and convince somebody that someone's intending to use that. It's not impossible to prove that at that point.
It was a good discussion.
No,
let's just vote on the bill. I can see where this is going.
Representative Minnis, I know you just did this to make me feel better, and I appreciate it.
A noble retreat.
I know what I'm doing. That's all right.
We have a motion in front of the committee to pass House Bill 2282 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Minnis?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Chair Allen?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
So
we have nothing. Do we have anything further? We have Senate Bill 149, and I hate to disappoint everyone, but we're going to carry that over. We'll probably hear it on the same day as we hear House Bill 3371.
I knew she was a good leader.
We're adjourned.